We're joined now by Coach Kurt Heisler as we talk Holton Wildcat girls basketball. The Holton girls on the season with the record of 8-6. They're even in the league at 4-4 with a win and a loss since last we spoke. Finished up the non-league schedule against Chapman with a victory last Friday at home, 30-24, the final score, and a 12-2 second quarter, Coach. Then able to kind of just control the game through the remainder of it, but it was nice to kind of get rolling there in that second quarter. I think Lindsay Wisdom had 6 points in that frame, and Macy Patch had 4, but a good win against the Irish last Friday to try to keep your momentum with a fourth straight win.
Yeah, last Friday, girls played well defensively. It's kind of been our calling card throughout the season. We defended, rebounded real well, and like you said, the second quarter, we kind of switched the momentum. We were able to get some stops and scores on the other end and start getting our two bigs inside some touches and found a little rhythm on offense. And then throughout the second half, it was kind of a back and forth. We were able to maintain a decent lead, 4, 5, 6 points, and found a way to close out the game. I'd like to see us hit a little higher percentage of free throws than 4 of 12, but good news is we're getting there 12 times, so we'll keep working on it.
In the game against Jeff West earlier this week, falling 47-22, very good team that played very good that night, but just the offensive struggles. And one thing in common with these last couple games is that I don't think you've been able to make a three-point shot. Not that you've attempted a ton, not that you're really a three-point shooting team, but, you know, when you're struggling to score a bit, you don't get any points on the perimeter. I'm sure that just makes it all the more challenging to have success on offense.
Yeah, that'd be nice to have a little bit of production from the three-point line or a little bit more balance. First of all, credit to Jeff West. They played great last night. They were aggressive on both ends of the floor. They beat us in every phase. They were better on offense. They moved the ball well and got to the free throw line and converted a high percentage. And they were outstanding on defense. They turned us over at a high rate and really controlled the game throughout, and we didn't have a response. And that ultimately falls on me, so we'll need to do better, make some adjustments, correct some things from that game, and look forward to Friday night.
So we talked a lot about the toughness of the league, and going a second time through is a big challenge. You got Sabeth and Roll Valley next, but two games you won at home, and now you have to go on the road for both these games against these teams. So how tough is it, I guess? How many adjustments do you have to make, and how much more difficult is it to play these teams a second time?
Well, for sure, second time around, you know, there's not a lot of secrets. People know each other. You have to make some small adjustments to things schematically, and I think the biggest thing is making sure that you have your focus and play to your strengths. And for us, you know, defensively, that's where it starts for us every night. And we didn't have that last night against Jeff West. Our intensity level wasn't there. And going on the road against Sabetha on Friday and then Tuesday night at Roll Valley, we'll definitely need to bring it because, like you said, every night in Big 7 this year is going to be tough, and especially going on the road. But looking forward to a good practice tomorrow and getting ready to go up to Sabetha on Friday night.
Yeah, hopefully the team gets going offensively again here over the next couple of games. Best of luck, Coach. As always, thanks for your time. We'll chat again next week.
Thanks, Justin.
Kurt Heisler, head coach of the Lady Cats. We'll talk Holton Boys Hoops next with Coach Bouchard.